Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Raspberry here, and we're joined with Coach Joe Lentz for our weekly Lentz Lowdown. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Luke. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Man, since the last time we've talked to you, a lot has changed for Lady Giants, hasn't it? The last time we talked, we were still in the Marion County Tournament. You're getting ready to play Lawrence Central, and you had a great game that night. But, man, you guys have gone on a win streak. 6 wins, played great as of lately, and then took on Pike just a few days ago. Had a great game, didn't get the win, but man, take us through that amazing win streak and how you were able to go through all those wins and get those W's.
Well, the kids have been working very hard at getting better. We had the injuries, of course, were huge for us, injuries to key players, and we finally got healthy. We've had 7 games in a row, and the only 7 games all year where we've had our complete roster available to us. That's obviously a part of it. But when we had all the injuries, the other people stepped up, got better. And then as we all began to play better, we began to get used to being around each other as a unit. We've just plain gotten better. Better because of our personnel being healthy as well as just playing better.
Of course. We just played Pike. Pike is a very good basketball team. The ladies have a very good player in Angel Baker, and you were honestly able to shut her down pretty effectively. Could you walk us through your defensive game plan when you were playing Pike?
I don't know how effective we were. She had 23 points. She also had several assists. Our game plan was to try to get the ball out of her hands as much as possible. They have her, and they have 2 very outstanding inside players. Very athletic, very good touch around the basket, White and Gerard. And Angel sets them up. Angel is just very, very talented. She can shoot it. She has touch. She can handle the basketball, and she sees the floor. Other than that, though, not. and she just kind of makes them go. She sets up all the other players. And they're very, very difficult to stop. Our game plan was to try to force them to shoot outside shots. We couldn't get that done as well as we wanted. They got it inside on us way too easily. And then we just couldn't quite score enough. They played the best man-to-man defense I've seen Pike play in years. And they've got the athletes to do it with. So.
Of course.
They're just really good.
That is an issue when it comes to basketball. It's such a great competition we have in the Mitt Conference. Really the best teams in the state. We get to play almost on a weekly basis here at Ben Davis. Thursday, though, we're going to go play Avon. Can you walk us through what we're going to look to expect against Avon and how we're going to be able to capitalize and get a W there?
Avon is better than, you know, the last several years. Most of the last several years, they've been pretty down. They're on the way back up. They've got a freshman who's pretty talented and has gotten some headlines by scoring in double figures and kind of doing a nice work for them. They've got 2 good inside players with some size that's going to be tough for us to contend with. But we think we're all around a little bit more athletic. We're certainly going to try to up the tempo of the game. We want it to be a faster pace. We want to kind of control as much as we can the boards and try to make defense become offense for us. Get some steals, get some breakaway baskets, and then on offense in the half court, try to set up our shooters.
Of course. The season is beginning to start to wind down, and honestly, your team is getting hot at just the right time, really coming together as a team. How are you going to be able to carry this momentum into the postseason?
Just keep on getting better. We're going to approach it like this is the prelude to our final exam. Our exams, our tests, is the state tournament, and we're doing homework, and which would be practice, and we're having quizzes, which would be games, and finding ways to get better. Playing teams like North Central and Pike and Carmel coming up, and Center Grove's pretty good. And Avon's going to be a challenge, too, on the road. That's how you get ready for the tournament, play good people.
Of course, Coach. Any last-second thoughts before we let you go for this week?
I just hope we have a good draw for us on Sunday. Sunday's the tournament draw.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm Luke Raspberry, speaking for Coach Joe Lentz, signing off for now.